With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Youth volleyball development took center court on Cayman Brac as Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation teamed up with the Sister Islands Sports Unit for a clinic at Layman Scott High School. National youth development athletes joined Brac students for a full morning of skills training, sport awareness, and hands-on coaching, part of CIVF's push to grow the game across all three islands. CIVF Technical Director Trevor Thurold says that the goal is to strengthen volleyball's presence in the Sister Islands and keep young athletes engaged and excited about the sport.
For a while we have been, I think, neglecting to go to Cayman Brac. We have established a program where we have some kids from Cayman Brac coming to train with us on a weekend. In addition to that, we are training one of their sports officers, Akido Lewis, to become a coach, a functional coach, both for beach volleyball and indoor volleyball. It takes a little while because, of course, he did not play volleyball before, so it takes a little while to do that. So we are trying to get him certified and stuff. So we have a presence in the Brac. While I am not able to travel there all the time, then he will be there continuing the program. And I must say he's doing an excellent job, one, in recruiting, because we saw some kids there. They were very athletic, and I think it will benefit our national team program, both for beach and indoor. So I'm very interested in a couple of girls and the guys. The guys are really, really extremely good in terms of their physical attributes and their desire to learn also. So you're trying to get that activated. One of the reasons we took 20 kids, 10 girls and 10 boys, from our youth development program across there to demonstrate their skill. And it was well accepted. I mean, like, we had beach volleyball and we had some sort of outdoor clinics because there's an outdoor facility. And it was well accepted. We had some competitive games in the night where we sort of played against a local group of players. It was very, very well appreciated and accepted by the Cayman Brac community.
The weekend continues with more volleyball action on Cayman Brac. On Saturday, the girls and boys U19 national teams host a clinic and friendly matches from 10 a.m. to noon at the Layman Scott High School court, followed by exhibition matches under the lights at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, a beach volleyball clinic runs from 10 a.m. to noon at Cayman Brac Beach Resort. All sessions are open to ages 14 and up. The National Men's Basketball League finals are off to a fiery start, with both divisions delivering decisive Game 1 wins in their best-of-three championship series. In Division 2, Pilipinas struck first, beating the U17 Storm 87-75 to move within one win of the title. In Division 1, the Sol Blazers dominated the opener, rolling past the Lions 73-50 to take control of the series. Samuel Ogaro caught up with Seba's Press after he led the Blazers with 21 points and 9 rebounds.
Game 1, how are you feeling?
We feel good. We knew that this was a revenge game from last year and also from the last game where we didn't have our full team and they blew us out, so we had some get back to get.
Well, it was a convincing win. What do you attribute that to?
Our defense. Our defense was key today. I thought everybody came out focused. We played our man the whole time. We didn't play in his zone. We just got our feet down, put our puppies to work, and played some defense.
You have a little time ahead of game two. What will you guys be doing as you prepare for that matchup?
We're just going to practice on what we saw as our mistakes, boxing out, rebounds, just the little things to fine-tune. But I think we'll have the same game plan, because until they beat it, we're going to use it.
And what is your word to the fans out there, the supporters out there for the Blazers, as you look ahead to game two?
Just keep coming out and support us. We need all the support we can get as we try to take our, 12th championship?
The Lions' Justin Collins matched Ogaro's points with 21 and grabbing 7 rebounds.
Tough luck. How are you feeling after game one?
After game one, I think we'll be better the next game. At the same time, they hit shots. We weren't aggressive on defense. So at the same time, we just got to come in better, more hungry.
Quite a blowout win. Where do you think you guys went wrong?
A lot of quick shots, lack of defense, alertness. Just keeping it simple. We jacking up shots within the first pass. I think we got to make the defense work around. Get the ball in my hand, get the ball in your own hand. Daniel, we all can score, but we got to get it done on the defensive end first.
All right, you have a little bit of a risk for game two. What will you guys be doing heading into that game?
Aggression and just playing them hard on defensively, like I said, keeping them outside of the paint, making them take tough shots, make them feel uncomfortable.
What's your word to the fans after game one and looking forward to game two?
I appreciate you coming out. Appreciate the support for all the fans. You know, but game two, I hope it'll be a different story from our team.
All eyes now turn to game two this Sunday at the Arc, where the Storm and Lions will fight to stay alive, while Pilipinas and the Blazers look to close things out. Division 2 tips off at 4 p.m., followed by Division 1 at 5:45 p.m. And a renewed push to strengthen football's leadership across the region wrapped up last Tuesday at the CIFA Center of Excellence as the CONCACAF Executive Mentorship Program completed its two-day workshop here on island. The sessions brought together officials from CONCACAF, FIFA, and the Cayman Islands Football Association, focusing on governance, administration, and the long-term development of the sport locally. The mentorship initiative is part of CONCACAF's wider commitment to helping member associations grow both on and off the pitch, reinforcing the role of strong leadership in shaping sustainable football programs and healthier sporting communities. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.